Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, another competition that we had between all of us was we were going to pick World Cup winners.
Yes.
There was a World Cup bracket, right, intern Brandon, on ESPN. And we all filled out our World Cup brackets when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody in here, with the exception of me, follows soccer whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not even has anybody ever watched a match in here, a soccer before the World Cup?
Not a full one.
Not
and
a,
not
no.
even a full
Fleet.
One during the World Cup. I tried Sunday. Mm-hmm. We tried.
Well, when does the World Cup end?
It's right the same time hockey season ends.
Because I thought that it ended when the USA got eliminated.
For a lot of people, I think that's true.
But there were other teams in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a couple okay. others, yeah.
I understand the energy of it now.
Because you were
being
in Europe,
during the thing and going to, we went to a public viewing of one of the matches and it was insane.
Oh, good. Cool. Somebody else I know who's going to pretend to care in 4 years.
It was like
yay.
It was like a music festival.
Don't listen
festival.
To him. Anything athletic just goes over his head.
I know. But it was like a music festival. You would have thought that there was going to be a concert of like U2 that was going to mm-hmm. be there. But no, it was just a big screen where everybody was going to watch. It was the Germany and Spain game.
And your fiance was in Germany during the...
When Germany won the match before that, he was.
Uruguay?
It was nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Exactly.
Intern Brandon, what's up?
I just want to give a little background on how this bracket came to be. Because remember, we started talking about this bracket after... I got trolloped in the NCAA bracket pool by
That's
Wendy.
Right.
Because Brandon in here, I mean, I'm a sports fan, but Brandon is 24/7 sports. And in mm-hmm. the NCAA basketball tournament, he sucked. I mean, really mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah,
embarrassingly
like,
bad. So bad. Yeah. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was eliminated. I was eliminated the first weekend, and Wendy almost won.
And Wendy almost won. And Brandon's like a sports savant. Like, I mean, he is over the top sports. Everything out of his mouth is comparing sports, talking about sports.
Part of the reason why he hasn't had sex in 4 years.
Because he'd rather watch sports.
You have had sex in 4 years?
No, like. 2 years.
So yeah,
Yankees won the World Series, so we're all good.
So Brandon, he did. He put us all together on this bracket thing, and we all went to ESPN, and we filled out the brackets before the first game even started. And again, nobody in here knows anything about soccer. I am a soccer fan, so I should have had the advantage in this whole thing for sure. Wendy, how did you pick your teams? I haven't even opened up the results yet. I have no idea. Brandon gave them to me this morning at like 6.
I went and checked out the rosters to look out how hot the guys were on the team. Mm-hmm. So I would pick the hot guys. And then I also went based on the flag color, because if they had equally as hot men, I just went on who had the prettier flag.
Who had the prettier flag? And who did you inevitably pick to win the whole thing?
Spain.
She had Spain.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Nice.
Melissa Carter, how did you pick?
And Spain did win the whole thing.
They did.
Yeah.
They did yesterday. I picked cooler flags.
Yeah.
But I think I picked Brazil, actually, to win.
Jen?
I started picking countries I wanted to go visit, and then I went on flags.
Jeff, did you pick at all?
I just picked randomly. I was annoyed I had to do it. I don't care.
Yeah. I just anything was like, when you have to work on the show, that bothers you.
Yeah,
shiny, happy people
back from vacation.
If the country ended with a vowel, I consider that more advantageous than if it ended in a consonant. But other than that, just dumb radio bit to me.
And my picks were done analytically. I read 3 or 4 or 5 different magazines, compared notes, went on ESPN, did my research, probably spent, when all said and done, probably 6-7 hours.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, not specifically for this, because I was reading up on the World Cup anyway, but I certainly had way more of an education than you guys did.
That's awesome.
But who did you pick?
I picked Spain to win the whole thing.
See?
But just because you picked Spain doesn't mean that you won our brackets, because it's all based on who won and lost in the earlier rounds also.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even remember all the people.
I think I picked Argentina to win the whole thing. Vowel. Begins and ends with the same vowel.
With an A.
So to me, that was like real good.
And Spain, no.
Jeff, you were eliminated before it even started.
So how is this even read? Is it from top to bottom?
Top to bottom is winner to last place.
All right. In last place of our World Cup bracketed tournament is Jeff Dollar. I know you're going to lose a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
If it's sports related, Jeff will come in last. Fifth place was Jen Hobby.
Oh, bummer. Who did I pick? Did I pick Portugal?
I don't know. It doesn't say who your inevitable winner was.
It's a dumb pick. It ends with a consonant.
Yeah, you picked somebody who got eliminated in knockout in the knockout stages, but you are in second place.
The knockout stage just happened late last year?
No, it happened about 2 weeks ago. Oh, but you were in second after group play.
After like the first game, you were in second place, Jeff.
Yeah.
Fourth place was Melissa Carter.
Yeah!
Brandon came in third place.
I picked the
sports
Netherlands.
Idiot savant.
I picked the Netherlands, though, so I was the only one that picked the Netherlands out of everybody I knew.
So and it they comes lost. Down.
But they made it to the finals.
Which nobody picked that.
Yeah, he's hanging on as much as he can.
He is.
I was in it to the 117th minute.
Doesn't matter, you still came in third. Wendy beat you and I beat you. I came in first, Wendy came in second place.
Bert, you actually won it.
Based on the flags, yes. So my research has paid off.
Finally.
And Wendy beat Brandon.
I'm about tired of losing Wendy. I need to find somebody I can beat Wendy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we all seem to lose to Wendy on things that we're really passionate
about.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but fantasy football next.
I've got that.
All right, all of our picks and everything are up online at thebertshow.com.
The Bert Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.